there are roughly 200 college and prison programs nationwide, including in Illinois, and there's a debate over whether they make a difference. The trouble is, prisons measure the success of these initiatives by whether someone who's been released will return. But as Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines explains, one recent graduate says that's not a good way to measure success.
Johnny Page says he saw something as a child that no young person should ever see.
You know, I witnessed my cousin being killed when I was maybe 6-7 years old.
From that moment, he says he became a fighter. Page grew up in a low-income neighborhood in Chicago, and he joined a gang when he was about 11 years old. He started selling drugs, he was arrested, he was shot, and then his life took a turn for the worse.
And so a guy was killed. I got called responsible for it. I can tell you flat, I had nothing to do with it.
The state of Illinois disagreed. At 18 years old, Page was sentenced to more than 2 decades in prison. That was in 1992. It wasn't until 2009 that Page heard about a new college and prison program, the Education Justice Project. It brings University of Illinois classes to the Danville Correctional Center in East Central Illinois. That's an all-male, medium-security prison with about 1,700 inmates. Page says he was skeptical, but he enrolled anyway because he had already exhausted the educational opportunities he had in prison.
Honestly, I just wanted as much information as I could possibly have because I felt like I was sitting in a cell because it was information that I didn't have. It was some gaps.
Since 2009, more than 220 incarcerated people have taken U of I classes through the program. They can't earn a bachelor's degree, but students can transfer the credits they earn toward a degree once they're released. The program just celebrated its 10th anniversary, and now EJP is at an existential turning point.
We need a way to measure our success.
That's Rebecca Ginsburg. She directs EJP.
I'm saying that because many of the people who are saying we have a way to measure our success are, in my opinion, wrongheaded. And that way is typically through measuring recidivism of students who have completed the program.
EJP got a grant to figure out how to evaluate the program beyond recidivism rates. The program hired Nicole Robinson to do that. She routinely meets with incarcerated students and past participants, like Paige, to figure out what value they got out of EJP. Robinson says it's really hard to get prison staff and policymakers to care about measures that aren't recidivism.
What I anticipate to be hard and what already feels hard is that this work could be perceived as completely irrelevant.
The data isn't very reliable, but EJP says the recidivism rate for its students is only about 5%. And there's a study that found people who participate in prison education programs are less likely to return to prison. But that study from the RAND Corporation bothers Mary Gould.
It requires programs to say, here are our recidivism statistics, because it put in the minds of everyone in the public and policymakers and researchers and folks in the DOC that really the outcome is recidivism.
Gould is the interim director of the Alliance for Higher Education in Prison. That's a group that advocates for the expansion of higher ed in prisons nationwide.
So we're just leaving the vault and we're going to walk down to the visitor center.
I recently traveled with Gould to a prison in Bon Terre, Missouri. She directs a college in prison program there. The visitor's room is where everyone gathers for events.
It's a pretty stark, bright white environment, lots of lighting.
Inside, there's about 55 men in blue and gray prison uniforms sitting in rows. Everyone's here to talk about philosophy with professors from all around the country, including one from Harvard.
And so when we talk about the allegory and the cave, that's really synonymous with this prison system.
Gould says participating in an event like this isn't going to determine whether someone comes back to prison.
But is this part of that long and enduring process of gaining something that will eventually contribute to the health, the well-being, the success of the individual? Absolutely.
Ginsburg, like Gould, says recidivism data doesn't reveal much about what happens to people when they leave prison.
They don't capture people who are homeless. They don't capture people who have been estranged from their family. They don't capture people who are depressed or suicidal.
They don't capture people like Paige. I met up with Paige at his home in Blue Island. It's a red brick two flat in a suburb south of Chicago. And on this day, he's waiting for a fridge to be delivered. It's going up to the second floor.
Y'all in here doing a reality TV show?
Paige says he learned to research and to think critically while in EJP, and he created an anti-violence program with other students.
You equipped me with things that allowed me to go back into the community and be transformative.
Paige was released from prison in 2014. He works at a nonprofit that aims to stop violence by helping young people heal from traumatic experiences.
You can't measure how many people's lives I've saved. Because if my goal is to stop retaliatory violence, how do you measure that?
But that is what EJP is trying to measure. For 9 months, I repeatedly asked to sit in on meetings with students inside the Danville prison. The Illinois Department of Corrections denied my requests. I asked for an interview with an Illinois prison official. I wanted to know what prison staff thought about what the program was doing and what they saw as the value of EJP. The department denied that, too. Paige, the EJP alum, is concerned about the program's future.
I've worried about it from the day it started because I understood what it was. It's disruptive.
Paige says the program encourages students to think critically and to question everything. He says that's not what the prison system wants from its population. Paige says he's not worried about the guys in the program now.
But what about the guy that's getting off the bus right now, 19 years old, 10 years to do in prison, but he hears about this program called EJP, and it gives him something to aspire to. But I think the door should be open for him.
It's a lot of work to keep a college and prison program alive. And Paige, Ginsburg, and others say figuring out what that investment of time and money actually does for incarcerated students, beyond whether they return to prison, will hopefully ensure that programs like EJP continue to exist. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
This story was produced with support from the Education Writers Association Reporting Fellowship Program.